ABC Radio Australia.
It's catch-up day in the OFC Pro League, with two of the matches that were postponed during round one in Auckland being played out in Melbourne at the home of the Matildas. Rather busy in the Asian Cup at the moment. Fiji's Buller FC will take on South Island United, and Tahiti United are up against PNG Hikari, fresh from their first win in the competition at the weekend. There will be one more match in Melbourne tomorrow when unbeaten South Melbourne meets Solomon Kings. After that, the Pro League rolls on to Circuit 4 in Honiara in 10 days' time, where some decent crowds are expected, and then it's on to Fiji in April. But there will be no Pro League in Vanuatu this year, much to the disappointment of fans, players, coaches and officials alike. And no one is more disappointed than the president of the Vanuatu Football Federation, Lambert Maltok, who, of course, also happens to be president of OFC. However, on a brighter note, he says he's pleased to see how the Pacific sides are gathering momentum after a slow start to life as professional clubs.
I'm very satisfied so far with the outcome of the three series. You've seen a lot of improvement from the clubs when they started in Auckland. It was a little bit tough for them. You can see that maybe the preparation was not really good at the time. But the clubs and the players, they're having difficulties. And I know that not just on the field of play, but also outside of the pitch. There is also a lot of work that had to be done on managing the team. But this far, we've seen a lot of improvement, and especially on the field of play, you see the excitement now is going up. So this is what we want. In New Zealand, we had the opening. There was a little bit of good crowd there at the opening. Then after that, there was no. When we shifted to North Harbour, there was we were affected by the weather, and also the competition there did not attract a lot of fans. But and also when we went to PNG, and you have the different weather there, and then it's also affecting those coming from like New Zealand and Australia. So you see that the players are slowly adapting to different situation of climates. Like in PNG, it's hot. Solomon will be hot also, and also here it's hot, but a little bit moderate, so which is good. The team are they are managing them well, and the excitement is really, you can see the excitement is with the club and also the fans around. And this week I'm really happy to see the attendance of fans here in Australia.
You were on the stand watching the Solomon Kings versus Buller FC. What do you think of the crowd and the turnout at this event?
The biggest crowd I can see, we started with Fiji and Vanuatu. Vanuatu came with a big number. Fiji didn't have too many. But today, the second game was also like Solomon and Vanuatu. They were quite a good number, but I think it was the time. And it was during the time when the workers, our fans are working. But today is really big. You can see already the first match. Vanuatu versus PNG. PNG, there was not too many fans. But Vanuatu came, I think you can, just by observation, would be around 300 fans who were there to support the team. And this is very good. And I told them that I said I would like to say thank you very much to the support. And I told them already that the support is very important for us. And also today, the crowd for Solomon and this match, Solomon and Fiji are the same. The crowd, especially from Solomon, and you can see that the excitement of this Pro League is getting momentum, attractions, and now people, they start to love this professional league, so which is very important for the league, for the sponsors, for the partners, and also for OFC.
Just final question about Vanuatu. What's the plan with Vanuatu? When will the Pro League get to Vanuatu?
Definitely will apply finish.
We've already applied to the OFC for Vanuatu to host next year. We are prepared to host. We'll have the stadium, the facilities ready, and everything needed to host. It would be really unfair if Vanuatu does not get to host the next round, especially since we've had the biggest fans turnout so far in the tournament.
Lambert Maltok there, breaking into Biz Lama at the end, president of the Oceania Football Confederation and also of the VFF. He was speaking to Pacific Beat's Evan Wasuka in Melbourne.